Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, and I'm Puma, and we're glad that you joined us today.
We are glad. Puma, what do we do on this podcast? What do we talk about?
On this podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between.
Yes, we do.
So that is what we talk about, and we enjoy talking about it.
Which is good, because we like talking. But even more pointedly, though, Jesus, life, and everything in between, that's worth talking about. And we hopefully it's not just our opinions, although we share them. We want it to be biblically based. And so today we're continuing our worldview series. Very excited about today's topic. Kind of a confusing topic, but Puma, you were sharing a story you had, an experience you had in Chicago. You want to share that as we introduce this topic?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was, in Chicago and taking teens years ago, and we were on the street talking to people and just kind of hearing what they believe. Hmm. And this was shortly after the first Doctor Strange movie came out. Hmm. But we talked to a guy on the street, and he literally believed that he had the same worldview picture of Doctor Strange, where he could bend like...
He thought he could collapse buildings.
Yeah, and that's how he was living life. And I thought he was just playing us. And he was just, he just went on and on and started talking about all kinds of words and things I had no idea what he was talking about. And I was like, what are you on right now?
Yeah, right.
You're tripping. Huh. So then we get on the subway, right? And so we're in the subway car. And guess who we met on the subway car?
Same guy?
No, we met Jesus.
You met Jesus?
Well, we met a man who thought he was Jesus. Yeah, on the subway. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
On the subway. And so it's like, And he really believed that he was Jesus.
He thought he was
Yeah, people Jesus. Were talking to him, and he was just really loud and a little obnoxious and, a little not all there.
Yeah.
And, it's like, how can, in the same city, in the same day, really the same hour, same place, you encounter two different people, have two radically different views of life, and so with the teens, they're like, so are they both wrong? Is one right? Are they... what do I believe? What do I believe to be true? What do I believe to be real? And so, as we've been talking about our study on worldviews, this is where, it gets super practical. Last week we talked about really the concept of God, that every worldview is resting upon what they think is ultimate reality, right? Mm-hmm. What is ultimate reality, the ultimate power or the ultimate, being.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so philosophy really is another category. Philosophy really is just the quest to discover what that ultimate reality is.
Yeah.
If God is the ultimate reality, how we define that, philosophy is really the quest to discover who or what that is.
Yeah. Well, interesting. I like the idea of a journey, adventure. Philosophy is on a trip to discover what makes something really real.
Right. So if I asked you and everyone listening, who is the greatest philosopher you know, maybe we'll answer that on the other side here.
Yeah. I'm curious what the answer is. Yeah, let's dive into this topic of what is really real.
All right, Tori.
Yes, sir.
You've heard of Socrates, Plato.
Socrates.
Yeah.
Aristotle's.
Aristotle's, all those people. Yeah. So who is the greatest philosopher you know?
Personally, no.
Yes.
If we're taking Jesus out of the picture, I think God, Jesus, the human form, right, is the wisest person in the world. But in terms of my actual experience in 2024, I don't know. Honestly, probably you. I'd probably pick you as the most person that I go to and I trust, and you have a God-given gift of discernment and wisdom to help me dissect truth. I'd probably say you, okay. Puma.
All right. Well, I would say that the greatest philosopher, Tori, that you know is you.
Plot twist. Did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Good build up, but man, the ending really got
depressing. And I would say everyone listening, the greatest philosopher that everybody knows is themselves. All of us are on a quest for ultimate reality. All of us want to know what is ultimate. Everyone is a philosopher, right? Because everyone asks the question, what is real? What do I believe? And how do I know if what I believe is true? And so all of us are on that quest every single day. So the greatest philosopher you know is yourself. We don't think of ourselves as philosophers. Right. I mean, we just hear these people like, you know, Plato and whatnot, who spent their whole life just thinking, right?
Sounds boring.
Just thinking, you know? Who am I? I don't know. I think, therefore I am. That's kind of boil our life down to, you know.
Yeah, what does that mean? When,
yeah, I, what is that?
I think, therefore I am. Oh, man, big brain.
Yeah, I mean, but the question is, you know, what is real? If I am here, if I exist, what is my life resting upon? And then how do I discover what that ultimate reality is that my life should rest upon, that gives my life meaning and purpose? And so philosophy really is just, you know, this philosophy, phileos sophia, the love of wisdom, right? Pursuing wisdom. And, you know, it's really just this idea of how do I live my life? What makes life worth living? You know, the philosophy of life. And everybody is living out their philosophy of life. The greatest philosophy you know is yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
yeah. Well, I guess it's truly, I mean, if I am, and I think you're right, the greatest philosopher I know, I go to what I believe to be true to dissect what truth is. And so I live out what I believe to be true. Therefore, I listen to myself the most, which makes me the greatest philosopher, which is interesting.
So how do you know that what you believe to be true is true?
Yeah.
Well, because you wouldn't believe it if you didn't think it was true.
Right.
So the sum of your beliefs today and the ideas going on inside your head, you hold them because you believe that they are real or right or true. And when you have an experience or you hear someone speak or something happens that kind of pushes up against an idea that you have or the idea that you hold or belief that you have or a view of truth that you have, now you do this evaluation, right? And you it's like, all right, well, do I keep what I currently have or do I throw it away and adopt this new idea or this new perspective? So we're always developing our, in a sense, our philosophy of life, what we believe and why we believe it. And so this is what we do. You know, when we look at our world and culture today, how well are we doing?
Well, we're confused, really. You know, and this is not just my experience with, you know, Gen Z, even my peers, the millennials I talk to, that we are at war with truth. You know, a culture tells us, like, you know, that's your truth. I hear that so often and it bothers me. You know, pick your truth. That's your truth, right? You love who you want to love. You know, you can do what you want to do. If it feels good, do it. I mean, these things we hear all the time, it goes back to our worldview and our philosophy of what truth really is, where it belongs. And so, yeah, I mean, the question, like, where do I find truth? What sets the bar for truth? What makes what I believe to be true different from what that guy on the subway thought was true, right?
Right.
I mean, we're both human. He thinks he's Jesus. I don't think I'm Jesus. But who am I to say his truth is wrong? I mean, where's the standard? Where's the bar of reality that we both adhere to?
Right. You hear that question all the time. So, yeah, who says, right? Who says? And doesn't that beg sort of going back to a view of God? Is there some standard that says by which all sayings are measured?
Right. Yeah. Our theology goes back to our theology.
Yeah. It goes back to, our standard of truth. So how would we define truth? Let's define truth, the word truth.
Truth. What really is real? Whatever is real. Reality. Logically real.
Okay.
Reality maybe? Yeah. I don't know. What is true?
Reality. Yeah. We think about, you know, what we're doing. We're talking about worldviews. Everyone has a view of life. Everyone's worldview tells them, you know, what's real and how to live in that reality.
Right.
And everyone's worldview is resting upon some ultimate reality for their life, whether they know what that is or not, whether they can articulate it. And every day you're living out this quest or this, you're as a philosopher, to discover ultimate reality.
Yeah.
To shape your view of life more and more to what you believe to be ultimate reality or ultimately true. And so you do that and with three questions in mind, or three questions, you know, where did I come from? Is there a truth there or is there no truth there? You know, are you, you know, and is there something wrong? Is there a truth there to be discovered or not? Is there a reality or not reality? Is there a solution? Is there a reality? And so we live out our quest to answer those three questions based upon our view of God or our foundation of ultimate reality, and every day we are philosophizing, looking for wisdom or looking to answer those questions based on the right philosophy of life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of the big picture foundation of our worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all philosophers. We're all trying to do this. So what is truth? Is truth knowable? Is truth discoverable? What's really real?
Mm-hmm.
So you get into the whole AI stuff going on, or the VR stuff going on that, you know, that kind of is happening. And how do you know what's really real? Is it getting harder and harder and harder to figure out?
Right. Well, and not only is the culture, it may be our peers, our families, our environment telling us that, you know, truth is relative. But then you start mixing partial truth with fake truth. Like, I mean, there's a YouTuber, he got the new Apple Vision Pro, right? And he gets in an Uber and he's trying to, and I guess it's all screen recorded, right? So you can see through his perspective, he can see people. And he starts talking to the Uber driver. I guess he stopped talking. The Uber driver wasn't very talkative. And so as he's commentating on his video, he's like, I decided just to enter space. And through his vision, he just like taps with his finger and changes the entire environment. The screen, he's no longer in an Uber car. He's now in space.
Floating in space?
Yeah. Well, he's on the moon. But but he's looking around and I'm watching this video. And it's just like, you know, that's virtual reality, right? But not just reality, the way we perceive life becomes our reality, if you will. And even though, you know, Apple Vision Pro, right, it's VR, but with actual truth, we blend things. We get perspectives and ideas that shape what is true. Well, I thought gravity was real, but I saw Superman the other day on a movie, and man, that was like, gravity didn't apply to him. And if you start believing non-reality, if you start believing really lies, but if we think gravity doesn't exist, if we step outside literal truth, there are grave consequences. And it doesn't matter your intentions either. I mean, I love the example of Billy Graham, right? Suppose he was delusional and he loved the Lord. He had great intentions. He prayed and he was on top of, you know, the Empire State Building. And like, Lord, I believe that gravity doesn't exist. And you know, again, intentions, he intended to honor God. But if he jumps because he believes gravity doesn't exist, he's still going to go splat. Intentions and our prayers and even our devotion, it doesn't change reality. And so to find truth, to find reality is so important. I see very well-meaning Christians who have a false reality, whether it's of themselves, of God, of whoever, and there are real consequences when we believe a falsehood to be truth.
Right. And so what we've talked about, ideas have consequences.
Yeah.
So my ideas about what's really real or true have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is kind of where we're at today. We're all trying to figure out what's really real in our world, and you know, everyone has an opinion on what's real or what's true.
Yeah.
We often today hear things that, well, that's true for you, but not true for me, or, you know, that's your truth, I have my truth. Well, is that really real? I mean, is it really true that you can have your version of truth and I can have my version of truth and we can coexist in a real world having different versions of truth?
Right.
I mean, is that a worldview that is real and functional?
Sustainable?
Right.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah. You know, Jesus said something interesting. He said, you know, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you
free.
Hmm. Yeah. See, the closer we get to what is truly true or what is really real, the more freeing or free to be who we should be or to have what we should have or to experience what we should experience when we're living in reality. Can you think of an example of people that just are not living in reality and how that has completely messed up
well,
their life or their world?
I mean, there's so many examples. You know, it might trigger some people, but I think the whole sexual identity, you know, to think that you can be this and be that. And I mean, love is love. And again, that's a worldview. That is a real worldview. But just because that's a real perspective doesn't mean it's really helpful, you know. And I've talked to several people who either have a kid or are currently transitioning or have detransitioned with so much regret. You know, and that just, it breaks my heart when people who mean well just have a real false view of truth. And it affects their life forever. It affects their future kids. They maybe can't have kids, right? One teen that is currently doing hormone stuff, blocker things, and it just breaks my heart because I believe they love the Lord. I believe they're very confused. And there is a consequence to their actions because they believe that God didn't make them the way they should be, that God made a mistake. Their theology, right? Their worldview, God made a mistake with my gender. And therefore, I have to do something about it. And I mean, but that's just one aspect. I mean, all reality, right? I mean, even friendships, right? The dating world, you know, what is acceptable? Can I date three people at once? Well, you know, should I date for experience in terms of intimacy? Where's the line of what's loving, what's using? You know, we get very selfish. I think we're quick to justify too. Ironically enough, I think people, no matter where or what you believe, where you are, what you believe, people are very quick to justify their truths because of their experience or their desires, which is really kind of selfish. Mm-hmm. You know, well, it's wrong for you. Well, it's not wrong for me because of this. Or, well, I'm allowed this exception because of this. Our truth changes to fit our desires. And that can't be truth. Truth doesn't change. It can't change.
This gets into living with other people.
Right. Relationships. Right? Yeah.
Relationships, you know? So yeah, what makes for healthy relationships? If you have one view and your wife Emily has a different view, right, of what they think is true, right? How healthy, what's going to happen?
Right.
Or I get in the car and I leave and I drive in the street. If one person has one view of reality, on, you know, whether or not street laws should be obeyed, and
right,
someone
red
else
lights
doesn't.
Are optional.
Yeah,
in my view.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Or like roundabouts are optional. Yeah, don't go around, go through. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or morality. Right. Who says that something is right and something is wrong? Right. What's real when it comes to morality or truth?
Mm-hmm.
Who's right? The Democrats or the Republicans?
Right.
Right, I mean, you can go on and on and on. You know, we see this interfaces in every day of our lives. We are living out what we think is real from what is false, and right and wrong in all these categories.
Yeah, when we to just live and function, forget religion for a minute, but like just to like function, like you said, in society, there needs to be a shared understanding of reality. You know, if I believe that red lights are actually green lights. And my perspective, oh, if a red light is, you know, it doesn't mean stop. If that's my truth, right, and it goes against your truth, it doesn't just affect me. Our beliefs affect those around us. There's collateral. I think sometimes we think, well, if it's my truth, it just affects me. Your truth just affects you. But it doesn't. It affects everyone around you. Right. And that's, I think we forget how our choices, the things we choose to believe to be true, affect everyone. It's not just personally, even if it is just my view.
Right. And this is what, in our study of Proverbs, talked about this a lot, that, you know, if I am living foolishly, I not only hurt myself, I hurt those around me. If I am thinking foolishly, I'm not just going to hurt myself, hurt those around me.
Yeah.
If my worldview or view of truth is not right, if I have a wrong view of reality, I not only hurt myself, but I hurt other people. You know, Paul writes in Colossians, and we've kind of looked at this, you know, a little bit in the past. We'll keep coming back to this. It's one of those kind of verses in Scripture that really help us understand this. He says, you know, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive
philosophies,
which depend on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. Yeah. See, everybody believes something. They believe something to be true. But we live in a world that has a lot of non-true things in it.
Yeah.
And so to differentiate between what's real from what's not real from a AI standpoint, right? Like a picture, or an image, or a video.
Right.
But when that is something, you know, well, that can have really dire consequences, right? I mean, you can have a video of something that's not real, but it looks real. It could be, you know, someone in your family is getting hurt or whatever in the video, but it's not mm-hmm. real, or, you know, something's happened. I mean, you know, we can, you know, have images that aren't expressing reality. What happens though when it's not just that, but it's also like morally, like mm-hmm. moral things that mm-hmm. aren't true. I'm believing things that are morally not true.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and the consequences to that. You know, so there's a lot of deceptive philosophies mm-hmm. or views of what is ultimately real and true out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to recognize that.
Right.
Not every opinion, not every idea is good or helpful.
Yeah, it doesn't have merit. It doesn't hold water.
Right.
And, you know, that's a great lead into the AQ, because I think, you know, not only, I mean, so how do you apply this, right? I mean, truth, is it relative? Well, we know it's not relative, but where's the source? What's a good application question for us today, Puma?
Yeah. So a good question would be, you know, how would you define truth? Is truth mm-hmm. absolute? We hear that word around. Is there a truth that is true for everybody, everywhere? Mm-hmm. Are there some truths that are true for everyone everywhere? Or is truth something that we create? Is truth something that we discover, something that is a personal belief, that I have my truths, you have your truths. What can be true for you doesn't have to be true for me. Mm. We really need to think about that question on a personal level, because the implications of that, not just for my life, but for even everyone around me, you know, the consequences can be really severe.
Yeah. Like, where does truth come from? Like you said, do we create it? Do we find it? You know, is it my experience, or is there something beyond me that is true that I need to discover? And yeah, so AQ, like, where does truth come from? Yeah. And be able to answer that, you know? Like, do you have examples of what that looks like for our listeners?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you if you have an example of that. Yeah, so, like just a simple example of that. Is it true that I can marry whoever I want? There's no standard for marriage. So I can... You know, if I'm a man, I can marry another man. I can marry a woman. I can marry two women. I can marry, you know, whoever, right? Mm-hmm. Is that true for me, but not true for you?
Right.
Can you hold that view that it's not true, and I hold the view that it is true, and can you and I coexist in a peaceful, meaningful way?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, how does that work?
Right. Well, for like, I mean, again, the source of truth, right? So whatever Taylor Swift says, that I'm going to believe that.
Right.
Taylor Swift is my source. The question is should she be, right? Where is the source coming from? And, you know, even like your example, like love is love, right? I can love whoever I want to. Well, where are you getting that from?
Right.
You know?
So you believe that marriage is just between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it can be anyone you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or any ones that you want.
Right.
Okay. Right. So now it's time to do taxes. Right. You know, I get a tax break married filing jointly, right?
Mm-hmm.
To my wife. Now you're married to three women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work? Do you all get it? I mean, is that truth? You can have your truth. I got my truth. Mm-hmm. And the tax code should recognize that. I mean, you see how you start getting into very practical things or, you get into like raising of children or running a household or, you know, who's going to, you know, take care of, you know, who's going to work and take care of things.
Right.
I mean, just the practical things of life. Does that?
Yeah. Well, even like the age of consent, I guess different states have different ages, which blew my mind that like New Jersey is like 16 years old, something like that. But yeah, again, the morals, like our view of what is right. Shifts and it has real consequences.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, that, you know, the heterosexual couple or the homosexual couple, you know, as a Christian for me, right, my standard of truth is God's word, right? Other people, maybe it is their standard, their truth source comes from themselves, comes from their friends.
Right.
If we can't identify the source of our truth, where we take the standard from, then it really is just our experiences and our feelings that dictate reality.
Well, and that's part another, you know, AQ is, you know, what is my standard that I'm leaning on to determine that my view of truth is true.
Well, that's good. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, Puma. And thank you guys for joining us. Man, I just, I always love these podcasts because I just end up thinking and have to really dissect and challenge myself. Like, what am I believing and why am I believing it, right? I mean, where do I get my standard of truth? And then how does that affect those around me? And yeah, and show grace too. Sometimes when I talk about worldviews, I feel like, oh, I'm better because I know actual truth and they just follow the culture. But really, like, to have a heart of compassion and love for those who disagree. And I could be wrong too, right? I'm not above. I didn't create truth, right? I'm here to discover it, like Puma says. Right. So,
and that's also part of your philosophy.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, right? Yeah. As we're kind of end this podcast, but yeah, I mean, is my view of life and ultimate reality that I have to be right, which means everyone else is wrong, and I really force that? Or is my view of life, I can be right, but also gracious and loving to other people?
Yeah.
And, you know, so when we start evaluating what I believe to be true and also what other people believe to be true, we start asking those kinds of questions and interfaces, you know, across the board.
Yeah. The rabbit hole goes deep. There's lots of fingers that we don't think about in terms of how our theology, how our worldview breaks down to every aspect of our lives. And you know, that's good. That is good. Well, thank you. And yeah, guys, hopefully you're challenged to think too and think through your philosophies and again, your source of truth, your worldview. Is God primary? I mean, if you identify as a Christian, right? If you are a follower of Jesus, to really think through, because just because you love Jesus doesn't mean you're thinking biblically. And I've had to struggle with that. I'm sure Puma has too over the years, that to always go back to the source of truth, God's word. Well, guys, hey, well, looking forward to hearing from you guys. If you have any questions, you can always email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. And we'll see you next Friday at 10:10.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.